Hello, it's the 14th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A private jet at London Luton Airport was prevented from taking off by the Transport Secretary over the weekend. MP and Secretary of State of Transport Grant Shapps made the call as a result of increased sanctions on Russia that, as of the 9th of March, closed British airspace to Russian planes. The aviation ban, which halts both takeoff and landing privileges, was implemented in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The government can now detain both commercial and private aircraft from Russia. The new measures are designed to place economic pressure on the Russian state and allow the UK to maintain compliance with its allies. As many as 9,500 Bedford households are currently facing fuel poverty, according to a report presented to the Health and Wellbeing Board. Those figures are expected to increase after April, when fuel costs on average will rise by £700 per year. Following an investigation by the Bedfordshire, Cambridgeshire and Hertfordshire Major Crime Unit, three people have been arrested in connection with the New Town Street murder of Sol Murray in Luton. The 33-year-old victim died from blood loss related to a stab wound. The suspects, ranging in age from 20 to 35, have been named as Cleo Brown and Supreet Dillon from London and Timiado Orr from Kent. They have been placed in police custody until the 15th of March. The Flitwick and Ampthill Lawn Tennis Club has opened a new indoor tennis venue. It's hoped that the new facility will boost the club's profit while promoting the sport within the community. That's all today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.